Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is calm and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem sees some light clouds. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF has struck Hamas commanders near Gaza City's port. The attack resulted in 6 deaths and 10 injuries, according to Palestinian media. Also, the Times of Israel notes that the UAE claims Iran fired 2 missiles at the country. The missiles fell into the sea, with no immediate response from Tehran. Also this hour, according to Mariv, Israeli Air Force operations have eliminated several Nukba commanders in Gaza. The attack targeted a meeting of about 10 militants. Separately, JNS explores the differing perspectives of America and Iran in their ongoing conflict. Both nations claim victory while Israel experiences the consequences. And finally, I-24 News comments on the escalating rivalry between Israel and Turkey over strikes on a Syrian airbase. From X, the latest. Mark Dubowitz, a policy expert, announced just minutes ago his upcoming discussion on the Iran breakdown. He plans to talk with top Turkey experts about the complex relationship between Turkey and Iran. Emily Schrader, a commentator, posted recently about the Iranian regime's economic struggles. She notes the stark contrast between the regime's actions and the hardships faced by ordinary Iranians. Al-Arabiya English shared earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry has denied UAE's accusations of missile attacks. They labeled the claims as baseless. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in Gaza, Ynet reports that the Israeli military targeted Hamas commanders suspected of planning attacks on IDF troops. The operation in the Shati area near Gaza City's port resulted in casualties, including civilians, according to Palestinian sources. Such events continue to heighten tensions and impact daily life in the region. Turning to the UAE, which has accused Iran of firing missiles, the Times of Israel highlights this incident, coming just days after a drone strike on the UAE's nuclear plant. The situation adds strain to the already tense relations in the Gulf, affecting regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, Mariv provides more on the Air Force's operation in Gaza. Israeli aircraft targeted a meeting of high-ranking Hamas militants. This decisive action follows intelligence on imminent threats. The elimination of key figures may disrupt Hamas operations, but also risks further escalation. In a related development, JNS discusses the complex narratives of America and Iran regarding their ongoing conflict. Both countries measure success differently, while Israel constantly navigates the fallout. This highlights the intricate geopolitical landscape affecting the region. And finally, I-24 News covers the recent strikes on a Syrian airbase. These events underline the growing tension between Israel and Turkey over Syria. This rivalry could influence regional alliances and power balances. On the economic front, first, Matrix CEO criticized apocalyptic predictions about the company. As reported by Tech, Matrix's second quarter net profit rose 36% to $45 million, driven by growth in cloud and AI sectors. Separately, Zugalabak is making waves in the meat alternatives market. Mariv Business notes the company's acquisition of a majority stake in a Thai factory as it expands its international reach. And finally, Walla Business reports that Shiba has resolved a national credit glitch. The system, which handles national payments, experienced partial disruptions but has since returned to normal. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.